Meta has defended its removal of fact-checking processes in 2025, despite data suggesting that the company's removal of hateful content significantly dropped since the charges were implemented. Meta's Global Director of Content Policy, Benjamin Good, has told the inquiry that the company took action on 5.8 million Facebook posts from October to December 2024, that number dropping to 1.2 million from July after the fact-checking change. Meta's appearance at the Royal Commission follows testimony from eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant that criticised the action taken by social media companies on hateful posts. Mr. Good says Meta tries to find a balance between acting on hateful content and protecting free speech.
In the area of hate speech, which we now call hateful conduct, that is a very serious problem that we have to avoid. Of course, we want to remove as much violating content as possible. But in this area, if we over-enforce, there is a considerable risk that we will silence people who are actually members of the affected communities trying to speak out against hate.